This is 91X.
It's 3 degrees and clear. I'm John Baldrick with 91X News. Public Safety Minister Vic Taves has been taken to hospital in Ottawa. It's not clear what condition he is suffering from. A spokesman for Taves says the minister has been battling a seasonal flu for the last couple weeks. Michael Patton says Taves was taken to hospital today for observation as a precaution. Patton says Taves has requested privacy as he deals with his illness. Taves has recently been at the center of a controversy in Ottawa involving the release of documents from his divorce proceedings by a group calling itself Anonymous. A study showed the suicide rate for Canadian girls aged 10 to 19 has risen slightly over the last few decades, but fallen for boys of the same age. The most recent statistics for 2008 found 233 young Canadians had died by suicide, accounting for 20% of all deaths in that age group. But researcher Robin Skinner says the means of taking one's life has changed over time, with fewer young people choosing guns or drug overdoses.
Overall, for males and females, children and adolescents, it was noted that suffocations have become the leading method of suicide.
The Public Health Agency of Canada study found the overall suicide rate for Canadians aged 10 to 19 dropped by 1% each year on average from 1980 until 2008. The head of Canada's central bank says there's less risk facing the country's economic recovery, but the future won't be bright unless Canadians make some radical changes. Bank of Canada Governor Mark Carney says Europe's debt problems have improved and the U.S. recovery is gaining steam, reducing some of the headwinds that have slowed Canadian growth. A summit of North American leaders in Washington will wrap up this afternoon with a Rose Garden news conference. During their meeting today, Prime Minister Stephen Harper was expected to ask that Canada be involved in talks towards a Trans-Pacific Partnership on trade. Easing North American drug policy was also expected to be a key topic at the table with President Barack Obama and Mexico's Felipe Calderon. But Harper has always been a staunch advocate of strong anti-drug laws. Ontario's New Democrats will talk about the budget today, but won't say exactly what changes they want in exchange for supporting the Liberal minority government. The Conservatives vow to vote against the budget, so the Liberals need at least 2 NDP votes, or the government will fall, triggering another election. Police in Lexington say they're ready to control crowds near the University of Kentucky campus tonight. The Wildcats are playing Kansas for the U.S. National College Basketball Championship 2 days after a riot when the team won its semifinal matchup. Lexington Fire spokesman Ed Davis said there are plans to have crews on standby tonight to handle any fires or vandalism.
We're going to have a heavy presence on State Street and in that area, and anything that we find, we intend to put out as soon as possible.
Kentucky is gunning for its 8th national championship, while Kansas tries for its 4th in school history and 2nd in 4 years. That's 91X News to 205. Here's Dan Canatero with sports.
Good afternoon. I'm Dan Canatero with 91X Sports. The Belleville Bulls host the Ottawa 67s tonight at the Yardman. This is the most important game of the season for Belleville, and the 67s have the chance to wrap up the series at 6 games. The Bulls are looking to bounce back after falling in Game 5 Friday night in Ottawa. Ottawa has all the momentum, and Bulls netminder Malcolm Subban has to play his best game as a Bull in front of the hometown faithful. Shutting down the OHL leading goal scorer in the regular season, Tyler Toffoli, has to be a must to be successful. Toffoli and teammate Shane Prince have 7 points each in the series. Prince is coming off a 2-goal performance last game. It is a very light night in the world of hockey tonight, with only 4 teams in action, both having playoff implications. Alex Ovechkin is having his worst statistical season to date, only 63 points and 36 goals. He hopes to end the season on a hot streak. The Washington Capitals have a hold on 8th place in the final playoff spot in the East as they get set to skate at Tampa Bay. Over in the Western Conference, Captain Dustin Brown and the LA Kings host the Young Gun Oilers at Staples Center. Phoenix and San Jose will be watching as the Coyotes are tied with the Kings with 91 points and idled San Jose with 90 points. That's sports. Here's John Baldrick, 91X Weather.
Right now, it's 3 degrees and sunny. Tonight, we're looking for clear skies and a high of around 7. And tomorrow, again, sunny. But expect some rain in the evenings and a high of plus 7. Right now, it's 9 degrees. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3 o'clock.